complete genius.
It was like having your ears draped with velvet.
Ooh. Melancholy and yet uplifting at the same time.
This is a journey into sound.
The fortnightly mingling of musical minds. Exposé and Expression FM's music team come together in a cosmic jam every other Monday evening at 6 p.m.
For your listening pleasure. Double, double,
with exclusive interviews and content, the freshest tracks,
and unbeatable features.
Singles Club.
Singles Club.
In where we each bring in a record and we discuss it.
It's chirpy, wasn't it? That's my granddad would describe it. Chirpy.
It's just an annoying genre of music. Doesn't it just annoy you? With the trumpets and
well,
the brass.
I
sound really pretentious.
That's the kind of accurate information that people listen to the show
for. The request challenge. Four clips, all fed through a sort of noise box, and they sound like they're dying in a cave in space. And this week, the request challenge is essentially a rip-off of Buzzcocks. You guys ready for this?
Oh my god, okay. We've actually got to do it now.
Last one was admittedly quite easy, but this one's going to come at you like a spider monkey.
Here it is, it's the Manic Street Feature.
The Manic Street Feature.
On Wednesday, it was exactly 60 years since New Musical Express ran the UK's first ever singles chart on 14th of November 1952.
Manic Street Feature.
A rolling feature we have every week, and basically we allow you, the readers and listeners, to provide your own content on anything musical at all.
Exclusive to X Media Music.
An interview with Passion Pit.
A catch up with Alt J.
This is our interview with Peter Hook.
This is Thornway, an interview.
An exclusive interview with Ethan Johns.
Interview with Jeffrey Lewis.
There's some stuff about me, but there's a whole lot of other stuff in there too.
The trials and tribulations we went through with Ian were the only thing that blighted Joy Division. Once you got to New Order, it got a bit wonky for a while.
It's just weird where things are now post-Mercury. It's like, it's definitely a turning point.
The winner of the 2012 Barclaycard Mercury Prize is... Alt J!
It's been an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah. I feel like I've bonded with you two.
Yeah? Yeah, I guess being in a confined space for an hour does that, yeah.
That's pretty much what I have to say about it. I'm probably going to listen to it 10 million
Early
times
Supreme
later.
Of the week. It's quite good.
Well, I thought it was nice.